course I can't sleep. We went to bed about 10 o'clock and I hope we went straight to sleep. And I'm stuck awake, it's driving me crazy. The Wi-Fi here is a bit crap. And I've got no mobile service. Well, I have where I'm sitting now, but you know, it's very patchy in the room, so I can't even listen to anything that much. I could listen to a book, but that just keeps me awake, so I thought I'd get up and make some tea. We've got the window open, it's quite cool, and we've turned the air conditioning off because it was too noisy, and actually we didn't need it on. So I'm just letting my tea brew, and there's all sorts of fancy tea. Leave you there while I can't get my tea. Thank you. if I was a strict vegetarian or vegan, I would struggle to find something to eat on this menu other than one dish, which isn't even vegan either because it contains cheese. Well, I'm not a vegan, but if I was a strict vegetarian and not a pescatarian, then there was only one real dish I could eat on the menu. But anyway, she said that they could make up other stuff if you requested it. But it doesn't actually tell you that anywhere. Anyway, we had olive bread, which was really lovely. It was so fresh. And then we just had water to drink. And then the soup of the day was meant to be sun-dried tomato and cabbage, which is what I had. And it was really nice, but it was more like a potato. Sorry, my stomach's making funny noises. It was more like a potato consistency to me, or lentil or something, but it was nice. Obi had smoked salmon with white cheese and some pickled something or other, beetroot salad, and he liked that. Then I had salmon with artichoke hearts, fondant potatoes, and some grapefruit thing. I don't know what it was even, I'd never even heard the name before, so I don't know whether it was, I don't know what it was, like a coulis or what. And there was a hollandaise sauce, which I don't really like. But I had the salmon, and it was okay. But I gave most of, Obi had most of mine, because I can't eat too, it was quite a big piece of salmon, and I can't eat that much. But I did like it. Shut up, stomach. Instead of the grapefruit thing, I had a salad, which was actually really nice. It was like different kinds of lettuce, rocket, and onion, tomatoes, and cucumber in a vinaigrette dressing. I didn't like the potatoes that much because they were like, to me, they were supposed to be these fondant potatoes, and you only got like two. They weren't very big, and they just tasted to me like they'd cooked some potatoes in the microwave, like baked them and taken off the skins and cut them up. That's exactly what they tasted like, and they were quite salty. I mean, I ate them, but, and then I've never had artichoke hearts before, and I thought they were absolutely disgusting, but I couldn't eat them. They were like a load of mushy pulp, and I don't know whether that's just how they are or whether it's that they didn't cook them well. Anyway, Obi had belly of pork with Kentish apples and pears and some kind of potatoes and veg. I don't know what he had, but he finished my salad and he finished my salmon. And he had creme brulee for pudding, and he wasn't very impressed because he said it came with shortbread fingers and he only got one. And I said that just goes against Trey's descriptions. And I had just coffee with a chocolate mint, but it was all right. I've certainly had better. Oh, there's a car coming. And I've certainly had worse, but actually, it's quite expensive, I think, for what it is, to be quite honest with you. I wasn't overly impressed, really, to be honest. I don't really go for all this fancy food. It's a bit over my head, really. I like nice food, but I don't. I like all different kinds of food. I like foreign food, and I like different things. But I don't know. That's a bit. It sounds so grand, but actually, when on the plate, it isn't. If you know what I mean. So anyway, I'm hoping that I think tomorrow night, as it is now Tuesday, because we paid for 5 nights eating in. We decided we'd like to go out for a couple of nights. The trouble with that being because we don't have a car. Far from anywhere. We got a taxi from Rye, which is the nearest town, and it cost £11. Now, I think it was really expensive because I don't think it's that far, and I think that the driver took the piss. So he gave us his card, but it did say in the hotel information that you can get reception to book you a cab, and I think we could try there and see if they're any cheaper, because I don't think that was an £11 journey. Really, seriously, it wasn't. It was £11.70 actually, I think. Anyway, he was a nice driver, but even so, not that nice. We'll be eating out. I don't know what else we're doing today, but restaurants are all right. He said there's everything except Greek and Turkish, which is a shame because I wouldn't have minded going to one of them, but we might go to an Italian or something like that, because obviously we've got to be careful. We can't leave Niall here, so we've got to take him, and so obviously it's going to be somewhere. I know everywhere's supposed to take him, but that's not always the way it is in practice. I got this new card the other day. It's from Guide Dogs, and it says access card on it, and it just says that by law guide dogs should have access to taxis and public buildings such as restaurants, etc. So if I have any problems, I've got that with me, and I'll just, hopefully I won't have, but flash it at them and see if it does any good. It probably won't, but you know, it's worth a try. So anyway, I don't know where we're going to end up yet or what we're going to do today. There's a health club here. We have booked in for massages and spas and stuff later in the week. But there's a jacuzzi and a heated pool and all that. So whether we're going to go in there, or I'd like to find some walks to take Niall. There's a lot of woodland around here, and they said there's some nice walks. So I think we might ask a reception where we can take him. If it's going to be a nice day, you can sit outside on the lawn, so we might have a lunch sitting outside here. We just really want to take it easy and not rush around too much, because we've got the facilities here, really. So, you know, we do want to go out a couple of days and see other places, but we also, you know, we want to make the most of what we've paid for, because the health stuff is included in the price. Well, not the treatments, but the use of the pool and stuff is included in the price of the stay, so we might as well make the most of it. There's a cool breeze coming in. It's very, very quiet. Listen. You could hear a pin drop, honestly. It was kind of, I couldn't really tell what it was. It was like right on the edge of my hearing, if you know what I mean. Stopped now. The road that runs past here is a country lane, and it's the A something or other. I don't know, I forget now. It comes up when I've done my location services on, and it comes up. It doesn't publish it like that, but when I look at the things I've sent, it's got the name of the road. It's the AE something or other, so it's an arterial road. It's not, it's quite busy. Well, it's not a main road. It is, but I mean, there's not constant traffic on it, but there's quite a few cars going by in the daytime. It's not constant, but now it's absolutely silent, and I can't hear any other roads around here. I mean, at home it goes silent at night like this, but you can hear right a long way in the distance. There's a motorway or something. You can't really hear the cars, but you can hear, like, I can't explain it, you can just hear the sound. But here there's absolutely nothing. And the air smells of farmland and foliage. Is kind of like a bit of a damp smell, and kind of like slightly cow dungish, which is actually quite nice because it's a real country smell. Carried on the breeze, there's a lovely cool breeze coming in the window. Oh, he's snoring. I think I'm going to upload this now. I hope you can hear me. I'll probably listen to it first. Well, not all of it, but just to make sure you can actually hear what I'm saying. It's so quiet, I can't even raise my voice above a whisper, because I'll disturb somebody, I think. I mean, I think Opie would sleep through an earthquake, but that's another story. But at home, home, I've normally got my radio on. I was going to bring my radio, but I forgot at the last minute, because actually I like to listen to that at night. And I think sometimes the silence stops me sleeping, but I don't want the air conditioner on because that's just the wrong kind of noise for me. It's too loud and it just blocks out everything else, and I hate that. Anyway, I'll speak to you later.
Pause recording. Button. 41 minutes and 7 seconds. Pause recording. Button.